picture this for a moment. You're watching a rider and a horse, and you can tell they're working together in perfect harmony because you can see how soft and quiet the rider's hands are. They're barely gripping the reins. And the horse, well, he's almost not even touching the ground. He's just floating over it. That's freedom. That's what a deep relationship can look and feel like. And it can do that with a horse, with a human, and it can most certainly be that way with God. When we decide what matters to us, and I mean what really matters to us, we can make a few key changes and live a more meaningful life, the one we're dying to live. Hi, I'm Toni Matson, and I'm on a mission to encourage and empower women to live the life God created them for. If you're ready to rediscover your passion, redefine what's important, and recapture the time to live it, well, my friend, you're in the right place. Live the Life podcast is my roll up your sleeves workshop style show that'll help crack the code of your passion, power, peace, and purpose. I'm a Midwest gal, speaker, author, podcaster, and encourager, and I love all things God, family, and hope. So no matter your season in life, what you do, what you hope to do, or whether we're talking about the tough stuff or the triumphs, I'll be your biggest cheerleader, your loudest fan, and yep, you guessed it, I'll help you live the life God created you for. I'm so grateful you're on this ride with me. So here we go. This is the Live the Life podcast. Hey, my sweet friends, welcome back to another episode of Live the Life podcast with Toni Matson. I am Toni, your host, and I want to make sure that you know how much I appreciate you being on this ride with me. I do. Hey, in today's episode, we're going to dive into part two of Love Unbridled, exploring the divine connection between God's heart, horses, and humanity. All right, my lovelies. First, let's take a quick peek over our shoulder. And remember, in part one, we looked at unconditional love, silent understanding, and trusting the journey. Now, in part two, we're going to dig into freedom in relationship, reflecting God's love, and then we're going to herd them all together. So first, let me say, there's all sorts of ways of looking at this subject, as you probably already figured out, but I'm going to take a shot at it in my country girl kind of way. So here we go. When it comes to freedom and relationship, I think horses have a ton that they can teach us about both. And I say both because, you know, freedom and relationship, I think, are inseparably linked. At least they are in my head and in my heart. And I know from my own personal experience that a deep relationship with a horse is grounded in an honest connection, in a trust that never second guesses, in a confidence that you hold each other in high esteem, and that you just wouldn't let anything happen to either one of you. I mean, that's such a personal and a devoted relationship. And I really do think that that's what it's about with my relationship with my horse. And that, you know, that kind of relationship, I think that serves up a level of freedom that I'm going to take a stretch here and say that not that many people have experienced. I really don't think so. I think it's certainly possible human to human, but with the horse, there's just no judgment. You know, our horses take in what we put out. And if it's true and honest and authentic, there's no battle for control. There just isn't any reason. And we humans get the same in return from them, truth, honesty, and they give us their authenticity. And that's such a gift. I think horses show us that life isn't about being in control. Nope. In fact, it's really quite the opposite. And if we're smart enough to watch them and to set our fragile egos aside, they'll show us the beautiful partnership that can happen when one is willing to submit to the other. And in the faith world, submitting to something greater, someone greater. And that, of course, is God. You know, horses roam the plains with this inherent understanding of what a partnership is. Their relationship with us, with humans, I think, just a crazy cool testament of trust. And it's so obvious when they're willing to surrender their independence or their autonomy to us as their writers or their caretakers. And it's when this surrender happens that I think true freedom is found. Through a horse's submission, they experience an amazing, profound connection with their human counterparts, with us. And in giving up control, they discover this beautiful, I don't know, I love calling it a dance because I really feel that rhythm when I'm with horses. And I think it's like a dance, and it's a dance of unity where the boundaries between themselves and their human kind of blur into, I don't know, kind of a rhythm of trust, I guess, and this really cool companionship. And I am absolutely convinced that this was the grand plan when God created horses. Yeah, I really am. And I think it's God's grand plan that we recognize that it doesn't escape us, that our relationship with Him mirrors that dance of unity, that dance of freedom, you know, and that we get to experience that this side of heaven in the horse-human connection, in that super-duper relationship. And when we surrender our will to God, we enter, I don't know, like a sacred realm where our individual desires, they align with God's greater purpose. And in that divine partnership, we discover that our freedom, our true freedom, isn't found in demanding our own way or stomping our feet, you know? No, it's just not. But it is when we align ourselves with God's grand plan. That's, ladies, I think that's where we find our true freedom. And I know surrendering might sound like we're giving up or we're losing our independence, but I really do think it's the opposite. When we surrender to this really cool partnership, we kind of start on a journey of discovering our purpose and living the life God created us for. And that's just our thing, right? Just like if you've ever ridden a horse, and it's just like when the rider guides the horse with just itty bitty little gentle whispers and those little soft requests. And it's amazing when that's all it takes to communicate with your horse, and they instantly know what you want and they want to please you. You know what? God does the same for us. He communicates with those gentle little whispers and those soft requests, and we will catch them. We will hear them if we're listening. And that's always the caveat, right? If we're listening. But picture this for a moment. So, all right, you know me, I love pictures. I'm such a visual person. Let's say you're watching a rider and a horse, and you can tell they're working together in this perfect harmony, right? Because you can see how soft and quiet the rider's hands are. They're barely gripping the reins. And the horse, well, he's just like he's gliding across the ground. His hooves aren't even barely touching the ground. And that, my dears, that's a picture of freedom. That's what a deep relationship can look and feel like with a horse, with a human, and most certainly with God. And I think the lesson here is surrendering isn't an act of defeat. It's a holy act of trust, and it will set us free, no doubt. All right. Now let's move to reflecting God's love. Okay. So have you ever looked into a horse's eyes? I mean, talk about reflection. And I don't mean just like glancing at them as you pass by or go, oh, that, you know, that's a pretty little eye. No, I mean really stopping and take a deep breath and just sort of calm your spirit and really look at them. And when I do, I see something, I don't know, I just see something kind of miraculous. When I look deep into the eyes of a horse, I first see my own reflection. And man, I got to say, that is humbling. It's as if I'm asking permission to enter their world, to see my world through my horse's eyes, through, I don't know, through their perspective. You know, I so wish I could do that. It's a figure of speech. It's certainly a metaphor, but oh my gosh, what I would just love to be able to do that. And I think that in their eyes, I'm pretty sure we'd see a world of beauty and calm and love, just pure love. And I think just the sheer elegance and layers of their eyes reflects the wisdom, man, the wisdom they've gained and gathered through centuries of companionship with we humans. I think it's breathtaking. And if I keep kind of letting myself, you know, sort of almost fall deeper into the eye and exploring more, I can see peace. I can see the peace of God's nature and in their gentle, but wow, so powerful gaze. I think there's this irresistible, I don't know, silent invitation to just be, you know, just be in this moment and connect with their unspoken language, because they have just this quiet, beautiful way of understanding and their trust. I don't know. I just know that looking deeply into their eyes is, I guess I would say, it's like a divine encounter that humbles the soul, and it reminds us that the endless capacity for love that exists in the heart of those incredible creatures, oh my gosh, they, you know, they're mirroring the heart of our maker, I think is exactly what God planned. I think it is so cool that we get to experience that. We get to see it and feel it and experience it. And I think that's just such a gift. And when I'm in their presence, honestly, the world around me, it just stops. It stops swirling and distracting me and just the clamors and all those demands. Nope, they just quiet down. They just disintegrate. And I'm just there. I'm just in that moment. And in that moment, I sense God's presence so purely, so easily. It's as if he is standing with me, right next to me, and we're both loving the moment and we're loving the horse. And I think God made horses to be conduits of his love, really giving grace and compassion and all the things they're so good at delivering. And they do it with every interaction with us. And I think because of that draws us closer to God, and it reminds us of the goodness that exists in the world. And ladies, I don't know about you, but I need that reminder more times than I'd like to admit. I want to know there's beauty and peace and friendship and partnerships and all of that. I just want to soak in it, you know? And it's an encounter, I think, of a whole nother kind. And it reminds us of God's insatiable love for us and the call to reflect that love in our own lives and let it just spill all over others that are in our purview and in our world. And when we allow ourselves to be swept away in the presence of horses, I know, because I've lived this, there is a space that's created for healing and restoration. I've seen it hundreds of times with my work with veterans. Horses help heal hearts and refresh minds and tame those haunting memories and calm life's chaos. And you know who else does that? Yep, God. It's in those moments of quiet and a deep connection that's when we can experience the depth of God's love for us. Yeah, that's why, my ladies, that's why the work we do with horses is, you know, it's so life-changing. Those that struggle with trauma, oh my gosh, miracles happen when you connect people, horses, and God. You know what? It doesn't happen just sometimes. It happens every time, right? All right, gals, let's take a minute to sum up, I think, the really cool things we've discovered while we've been exploring the divine connection between God's heart, horses, and humanity. And, you know, if we lived each day with the mindset that a horse's heart reflects God's heart, I think it'd be like opening the floodgates to a whole new world where love and purpose and a deep connection with our Creator isn't the exception. It's the everyday. It's the norm. It's the thing we count on because we've lived it so many times. We just know that's what it is. You know, we're talking about a life where we get pumped up by serving others, where we show grace and forgiveness freely. We don't question it. And you know why? Because that's how God treats us. He provides that without judgment. And then we get to spread God's love to everyone around us. Talk about being a pebble in the pond. I love that. And I think this journey, you know, that we've gone through in these two episodes, I think it adds up to just taking what horses can teach us and putting it to work in our everyday life, right? So imagine if we lived with unconditional acceptance, where, you know what, we don't judge others no matter what. And because we don't judge them, they don't judge us. Huh, what a cool way, right? And if we really listened beyond words, right? We listen for the meaning and the essence and the connection, but we listen beyond the words to find the silent understanding that we know is there. We just have to be quiet and still to, you know, to get past all of that clutter. But man, where those encounters feel like we get our counterpart, we get them without saying a word, and they feel the same. And what would life be like if we actually trusted the journey? You know, just like horses put their faith in their riders. What a difference that would make if we put our trust in God's plan for us. And because we did all that and we chose to live like that, we'd each find our own sweet freedom. Where surrendering to God's grand plan sets us free to be who God created us to be so we could live the life God created us for, right? I'm convinced that's his plan. And then the grand finale. Yes. What would our world look like if every day in all sorts of ways we went about reflecting God's love like horses do? There's such a great mirror of that. What would that look like in your life? What things could we do different that would make that happen? I don't know, but I sure think it's worth chewing on, don't you? I want to close by reminding you that you are cherished beyond measure. You are the daughters and the sons, for my men listeners, of the Most High King. There is no better heritage. There is no higher position. I don't care what letters or numbers you've got behind your name. We come from the Most High King. And may your days be filled with purpose and joy and an overflowing love that touches the lives all around you. Let's be those pebbles in the pond that create those incredible ripples that just become irresistible to others around us. Right? Yes. All right, ladies. God bless you all. I love you dearly. And I shall see you next week. Wow, that went by fast, didn't it? Cracking the code and discovering the shifts we can make to live the life God created us for is what our time together is all about, and then some. If this topic resonated with you, I want to know. And if you know someone who needs to hear it, please send them the link to this episode or have them go wherever they get their podcasts. And they'll find me at Live the Life Podcast with Tony Matson, or encourage them to visit the podcast page on my website, tonymatson.com, and remind them to become a member of Tony Circle so they get all the freebies and good stuff. After all, that's what friends do, right? Speaking of friends, do you know how much I love hearing from you and so enjoy getting your questions for my Q&A day? Remember, it's every last episode of the month, so please email me at tony@tonymatson.com. And I want you to know how grateful I am that you're on this ride with me. It means the world to me. God bless. And ladies, let's live like somebody left the gate open.